12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hey, everybody. I am very, very pleased to welcome you to Season 2 of Unquiet Blood, Episode 1. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players with me, and they get to introduce themselves because I'm too lazy to do it. Let's start with Wes.
Hi, I am Wes Otis. I am playing John LaRoche, and it's a younger John this season. I don't want to spoil it. I'm playing John LaRoche, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zog, German artiste.
Hi, y'all. I am playing Lucas Admison, stage name Luke Rage.
Hi, I'm Saint Spider, and I will be playing a squirrely little pharmacist by the name of Dia Gio.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I'm going to be playing Isha, hardcore roller derby player and owner of a very, very specialized porn company.
So as you can tell, this is going to be a very serious season with no jokes whatsoever at all. And I'm glad that you guys are here for this. And before we get really started, we haven't yet calculated your guys' hunger. So let's find out how hungry everybody is. You're going to take one D10. Roll it and then divide it by two, and that's your starting hunger.
All right, I'm at a 5.
Oh man,
that has the 2 hunger.
I'm at 2 as well.
I'm at a 4. So
shit.
Yeah, so we're definitely gonna go have some noms in a minute.
I rolled a 1, so does that mean 0 or just 1?
Let's leave it at 1 for you, just because I imagine you're, you know, a little munchy, but probably not too bad. Because it is the beginning of the night, and so you would, instead of having your guys' rouse checks, which we'll do eventually when you wake up in the mornings, or your mornings, which is the nighttime, we'll go from there. So before we get started, I wanted to read a little blurb that I wrote that should help set the tone and mood for everybody. Hollywood, 1974, night. Dim street lamps shine through the smoggy evening. Atop the hills, an aging Hollywood sign peers through the gloom to the city sprawl below. A city whose industry rises and falls through the decades, like an uneven breath. A place that attracts dreamers who fall prey not only to the hungry film empire, but to creatures of the night, vampires. And apparently some very hungry vampires. So those of you who are at a 2 or higher, you're definitely going to need to feed. Anywhere around a 2 or lower, you're probably okay unless you want to. So who wants to start out with where they are this evening and how they're getting their meal?
Okay. I mean, I am starving.
All right. So let's find out where you are this lovely evening in Hollywood and tell us, what kind of predator type do you have?
So DM is a bagger predator type. Very much someone who has been learning to lean on connections more than getting herself as dirty. And tonight, well, she's been working on some sort of poultice and salve that she wants to kind of do like a easy med kit. And she really likes the coagulated blood taste. So it's a little bit of a snack, a little bit of something to better humanity. But unfortunately, she's been living off of those for way too long, and she realizes that it's time for a heart. She thinks that one day she can swear off that organ preference, but it's been getting more and more strong, we'll say, lately. So her main contact is a young-looking gentleman from the Tremere House of Karna, and he works in a hospital. Sometimes he's been able to squirrel away some smaller organs, not a heart. But tonight, I'm waiting on a big delivery.
Lovely. So you're waiting out the misty back alley of a hospital, waiting for yes. him to hopefully bring out exactly what you need.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I feel like this is a good time to have a little bit of a roll to make sure that you are seeming innocent and not obviously waiting for somebody to deliver something creepy outside the hospital to you. So I would like you to roll a, let's do wits and streetwise.
Excellent. Okay, let's look at that again. I got 3 wits. And for streetwise, we've got 2.
All right, so you get to roll 6 dice.
Holy crap.
Yep. And 6 or higher succeeds. And tell me how many successes you have.
My rolls have to be over 6, each one?
Just as many as you can get over 6.
Okay, so I got an 8 and a 7. And then the rest were under 6.
All right, that's still a success.
Okay.
So after a little while, your contact comes to the door and just looks flustered. You know, you just... This is getting harder and harder to do.
I know. I know. I'm working on getting maybe another hospital or somebody involved to get some stress off of you. But she's drooling. She's drooling. She's like, we need a heart tonight.
And you can smell the blood and the meat coming through the baggie that the heart is in.
It's not in a cooler, it's just in a baggie.
Yeah. Just brought it out in a baggie real quick because it was really hard to smuggle out. I can't keep doing this.
At 5 hunger, how much control does a kindred have?
Not a lot.
Am I just grabbing it? It's like, I'll figure out something next time. I swear. But I'm reaching for it. I'm reaching for it now.
All right, and they give it to you and back off immediately and just think about finding somewhere else. And the door slams behind them.
Do I have enough time to get to a safe place to eat it, or am I just eating it in the street?
It smells really good. Really good. Would you like to do a roll about it?
I'll roll, because I think that's risky as hell.
How about you roll your willpower for me?
5.
Okay. And your willpower roll? I'm going to say it's more difficult right now because you are so hungry, so it's going to be 8s or higher to succeed.
Oh, shit. Okay. I got 3 8s and a 10.
Wow.
Okay, you're able to maintain enough composure to get somewhere a little bit more subtle to consume this. Because it is a heart, I'm going to give you an extra... Basically, there's only so much blood in the human body, and normally a heart is not going to harbor that much blood individually, but I'm going to say it takes away 2 hunger.
Thank you. It's the saturated heart, my favorite.
Yeah. It's a very saturated heart. Like, they managed to get enough, like, blood in the baggie that you're able to, like...
suck it out of the bag. It's, like, upside down.
Right?
Delicious.
Like an otter pop.
It's not as good as my usual liver smoothies, but this will do.
All right, so that takes care of Dia's hunger for now. Mm.
Are we doing stuff with resonance and the hunting part? Like,
I'm not going to make you roll for it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, you did enough rolls about it for now.
Thank you. Let me just gnaw on my organ.
All right, who else is dying of hunger right now?
I'm at a 4, so that's a lot of hunger.
Yeah,
that needs to be taken care of. So that's cool.
So tell us how you spend your early evening.
I wake up in Hollywood in sort of a flophouse hotel. Kind of like there's that club that's behind, like, in the alley in Hollywood. And there's a flophouse hotel above it, because that's where I play with my band, The Missiles. We're the house band at this club, and that's what I'm going to be doing later. But I got to get my spirit up to do all of that performing and having fun. And so I sort of saunter through, like, our dedicated rooms where my other band members, who are humans are all sort of like sacked out, and I'm looking around for the next available groupie type who that sort of orbit our band. And that's the food source for me. I chose the Osiris type. They're sort of men and women and all sorts of people sort of sacked out on various drugs and coming off of various drugs from last night in rooms, and with sort of like a situation where you just kind of walk into a room and pick a person and do the things that we do.
So there is a person who is sort of awake and gives you sort of this, like, their eyes just start to go wide when they see you, and they're like, oh my, you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah, so are you. It's good to see you.
Thank yeah,
you.
Can I touch your face?
Of course. Of course you can.
Oh, it's just, oh, it's, I can't even describe it. My hands are like feeling machines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you must feel. It feels so good. It feels so good to be this close to you. Really, this is, I feel so connected to you.
Yeah, I'm like literally connected to you through my hands right now.
That's right. That's right. Would you like to feel even better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come with me into the bathroom. I only show this to the best fans, to the people who love the band and love us the most.
The bathroom?
Yeah, just right through here.
Oh, yeah, I saw the bathroom. I threw up in there a few times.
Yeah, that happened. This will be better than that. Come on.
How about we do a roll about it for funsies and get you used to the system?
What am I rolling here?
Pick either charisma or manipulation along with persuasion.
Along with persuasion. So the one D10 for each dot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whatever is higher or whatever your intent is, if it is using your charisma or if you're trying to manipulate them.
That's two tens.
Two tens.
And a three, a 2-10.
They look at you again with just these wide eyes, and I promise not to throw up this time. Let's go.
Yes, it's going to be great. Trust me, you won't want to throw up. So, you know, lead them into the bathroom, into the shower, and we do the things that we do.
How much blood are you going to take from them? So, basically, a human has got like 5 points worth of blood. If you want to break them down into a point system, which I do because it's creepy.
Yep, I like it. I like it. I like where your brain is at.
You can take about 2 safely. 3, you're going to start getting towards hospitalization. 4 and 5 are pretty danger zone.
You know, I am going to take 3 because I don't care.
Okay. What is your humanity at?
My humanity is at 7.
Okay. So I'm going to say that if you really, really don't care, this might knock your humanity down a peg. Because if you leave them here, they are going to need to be hospitalized.
You know, okay, it's early in the day. I'm just going to take 2. That'll bring me down to 2. I can get through the show on 2 and then feed after.
Okay, I think that's fair. And they just kind of slur some nonsense and just slip down into the bathtub and go to sleep. They have a little night-night time.
That's right on. That's it. Yeah. That's to be expected.
Anybody else want to feed tonight?
I think, I mean, I'm only at a 2, but, you know, that's feeling a bit peckish. So I roll over in my bed next to the 2 people I'm lying next to. And I've made it seem like this is just my kink. I like to drink blood. And so I start a little bit of stuff with them and start feeding. I just feed a little bit off of each one of them.
That works. Now, your blood feeding type is consensualist, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a conversation with them about it again, or do you just dive right in?
I just dive right in because I figure if they consented the last time.
Wow.
Okay.
I have an
essentialist with terms.
I haven't evolved into the Maria of later.
Just for funsies, because we're all rolling up into the system and getting back in the swing of things, I think I'm going to have you do a roll about it.
Okay.
And I would like you to roll your charisma and etiquette.
I did not get a success.
Oh, no.
What's a success? Success is
a 6 or higher.
Yeah, no, I got a 5 and a 1. Ouch.
So you start to go and feed on one of them, and they sleepily like push you off. They're like, no, not right now. I'm sleeping.
Can I try persuasion?
Sure. So roll charisma and persuasion, or maybe manipulation is better. Manipulation and persuasion.
I got an 8 and a 10.
Ooh, very nice. So what do you say?
I say, come on, it's just a little nibble. And, you know, we were having so much fun before. You going to have some fun again?
Yeah, just, I don't know, ask.
Okay. I should have said it in my accent, though. Sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, so are you going to, you're going to feed off of both of them?
I'll say I'll just feed off the one.
Okay.
And let the other one sleep a little bit.
Okay. So you can go ahead and take one or two, depending on how much you want to feed off of them.
I'm going to take a 2.
Okay. Works for me. Consent is sexy, guys.
It really is.
Exactly.
All right. Anybody else feeding tonight?
I think I will.
Okay.
And I am an alley cat predator, so I do so enjoy the thrill of the hunt.
Let's do tell.
I woke up this evening feeling like there's a need inside me. I need to go find my prey. And I go to, I think today is going to be more of a wild hunt, and I'm going to stalk. I'm going to find someone to stalk as they're leaving. Someone, I think I'm in the mood for somebody who's a little bit bigger. I want someone with some meat on their bones. Maybe someone who, you know, it's Hollywood. Someone who looks like they just left the gym for their third session of the day. They've got that tang of sweat on them. They could, if they really wanted to, maybe they would put up a fight. Maybe it won't matter. So that's what I'm going to look for is I'm going to go out to like one of those 24-hour gyms and pick out somebody who looks like they go, like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. How about you roll dexterity and stealth for me? You find somebody to trail and let's see how successful you are doing it without them noticing.
4 successes.
You are very sneaky. They are not paying any attention. They've got their Walkman on and are sort of bopping along to it as they walk down the street.
Fantastic. My favorite place to get to people is like if they cut through a park.
You know, they just happen to be cutting through a park.
And that tiny copse of trees, and just rush them, bring them into the shade of the trees. I leap onto their back and bring them down into the dirt.
Let's see how successful you are at doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Strength and brawl.
Would you say this is grappling?
I don't know. It depends on how you roll.
Just because that's my specialty.
Oh, it could be.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. I rolled 3 tens and a 9 and a 7.
Yeah, they never had a chance and they never saw you coming.
So I take them down hard.
The Walkman goes flying off of their head and you can just hear like this loud, you know, music pumping out of it while you're feeding.
Lovely. Oh, Lucas Rage, my favorite.
Cool.
So are we doing the thing where in order to take your hunger all the way down, you have to kill someone or?
No, you don't have to kill them. You could if you want to.
Not today.
Okay.
I think it's more fun if he wakes up and realizes that, like, he got mugged on the way home and is totally powerless despite all of his grandiose ideas about his own strength.
Do you steal his wallet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think you only had 2 hunger?
Mm-hmm.
And are you taking 2?
I'm going to take 2.
Okay. Then you are good to go.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12 Sided Stories Patreon today.
John, are you out hunting tonight? Or are you not feeling too peckish?
I would say that John is at the roller derby rink that we hang out at.
Wild Willy's, although there has been no proprietor in the history of it named Willy or any variation thereof.
Awesome. So I'm at Wild Willy's and I'm waiting for delivery of Coke that I had ordered from my contact not long ago. And my MO lately has been to bribe people with coke and then feed on them to get high myself. So even though I'm not very hungry, I definitely have a desire for a hit. So I'm waiting around for my guy to finally show up, and he's late. So I'm pacing around the rink.
They are gearing up for a big derby night.
Okay. So are they practicing?
Not yet, because it's two different teams that are coming in. So the roller rink is in swing right now, but there's flyers pasted everywhere about a big derby show tonight.
My contact's name is Mark, but I call him Renfield because I'm just being a dick.
You're the worst, and I love it.
I read the book years ago. I saw the original movie, and I'm like, Renfield, it's a joke. Just give me my cocaine.
Look, man, I wish you'd stop calling me that. Like, I imagine you said that, like, out loud to yourself, and he just, like, shows up behind you.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, you never do.
Well, look, here's some cash. Do you have what I asked for?
And he just kind of keeps sniffing. He's like, yeah, I got it, but...
How much of you did you sample before you came here?
I'm only going to sell you the best quality stuff, man. Oh. I got to make sure that it's actually the quality they say it is. Otherwise, you're going to get ripped off. Speaking of which, this is really, really good quality, and it's going to cost you a little more than we discussed.
Oh, well, Renfield, I've only got so much money.
My name is Mark.
Mark. Keep forgetting that. Meanwhile, what I want to do, because now that I know that he's high, I realize that this is the shortest path to what I want in life or unlife. So I start, like, just slowly walking around him. And if I can get behind him, I want to take out my gun and pistol whip him until he's asleep.
All right, let's see what kind of a role I would like this to be.
Quote unquote.
You know, I'm going to give you it's going to be a weird role here because firearms is usually for shooting and not pistol whipping.
Right. I tried to diversify.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be a season, guys. It's going to be a season.
I'm waiting a year to play this character again, so.
I'm going to say, let's do strength and firearms because fuck it, why not?
Okay.
Because you are using a firearm just differently.
Right. And that is 2 ones and a 10.
So you managed to get off a really good clobbering right in the back of his skull, and he goes limp and falls, like, directly into your arms, and you can drag him off.
Okay, yeah, I get him out away from Willie's and maybe in the back alley behind a dumpster, because this is younger junk. Basically feed off of him. I go for the neck this time, and you know, he's gonna remember this, and I'm just gonna drain him.
Okay, so you're going to just straight up kill this guy?
Yeah.
That is going to take your humanity down a peg.
All right. So yeah, I drain him, and like a coke fiend, because it's not about the blood, it's about how much coke I can get out of his system.
There is a lot in his system.
Okay.
And you're going to be one very full, plump-stomached little vampire for a bit.
Once I'm done, I throw him in the dumpster that I'm behind. And I take his money and all of the cocaine that he had.
Okay.
And if that's shocking to the audience, remember this is a different time period and a different genre, so he is not as well put together as he was in season one. He's kind of a fucking mess.
Yeah, and please knock your humanity down a peg.
Yes, I did.
Okay, awesome.
Where is everyone? What's going on? We need to do some stuff. Maybe build a house.
All of you know that this is a big derby night. It's going to be after the Luke Rage show, so there's not a conflict you can come. It's going to be they usually do the roller derby pretty late at Willie's, and Willie's is 24/7 and vampire owned. Just for fun, I should tell you all, you know, the owner, her name is Edie Martin, And
not Eddie, Edie.
Edie.
Sorry, I can't. I just wrote down something and I was like, that's a real name. That's a real name that you wrote down. It is not the name that she said.
Pooja, do you have a name for your roller derby group?
We are the Vicious Vixens.
The Vicious Vixens. Awesome. All right. So you guys are going to be facing off against another team tonight. And I assume everybody is going to show up for this big show. And yeah, so all of you come together. There is a back room at Wild Willy's that you all usually congregate at. And I'll give you guys a moment if you want to come together and have a discussion before the actual roller derby starts.
Yeah, I am still at a 3 for hunger, even after my heart consumption. So I was thinking, like, how many humans come to this place? I know it's a kindred-owned spot, but are there still humans?
Lots of them. Lots
still
of them.
Humans.
Yeah.
And humans sometimes are on the derby teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I wanted to step in early. I know we didn't establish this, but what if I'm like the on-scene medic for Willy's? Is that
That's
okay?
Acceptable.
Okay. So my reason for being there is like, oh yeah, I gotta set up. I gotta get that other contact coming in with my human liver. They're gonna meet me before work, perhaps, so I can get something in the cooler.
Can I just like show up as you're looking around frantically for what you're going to be doing? And I mean, a 3 hunger is still pretty high. So you probably have the dilated pupils and the whole thing. And I do too. I'm like, hey, are you hungry? You look like you're a little peckish there. You okay?
Oh my God, John, I'm starving. I had a heart, but it just wasn't enough.
Well, I actually have something that you might be able to feed off of. There was an incident with a contact. One of my Renfields decided to try my product.
Oh, you're doing that Renfield thing still.
It's funny.
John.
I start to laugh, but I'm more like just like, oh, I'm drooling.
I can go get you a liver right now. It's literally out back and still relatively warm. Why waste food?
It's like I start smelling it. I'm like, oh, you're serious?
Yes.
Okay. I can't even waste any time. I'll try to call my other guy and be like, don't come later.
All right, I'll go out back and remove the liver for her.
Okay.
Here. I'm just covered in blood at this point.
You guys are so messy.
We're in the green room, right? Or in the back.
Yeah.
It's just dripping on the carpet. It's like, I thought it would be in a bag or something.
No, this is organic, free-range liver. No plastic between you and the product.
It's like, well, beggars can't be choosers. I start ripping into it. Start ripping into it just right in the green room.
Yeah. Now, John has drained this guy, so there's not much blood to be found in this.
Oh, okay. Just the richness in the liver itself.
So I'll say it'll take you down a peg and put you at 2, which is more manageable.
Now, the liver's going to be full of cocaine.
Yep.
And I start being like, Oh, fuck. Oh. What? John.
I'm sorry.
John.
I forgot to tell you, he was high as a kite.
John. And it's like, it's going to be accumulated. I just realized because the liver is, that's over time. Oh my God.
That's the best part.
It's just like pupils blown. Vampires don't sweat, right? Some sort of like chill thing. And it's like, I have to touch humans tonight, John.
You can
John.
Everything will go a lot faster, trust me. Look, I need to go take at least 3 showers, because this is... Yes. I'll be back in a few minutes. Just remember, anything you want to get done, try to do it now, because you'll be very quick. Lucas, it's good seeing you. Nice show. I heard
Thank you
through
you.
The wall. Why?
Of course.
Thank
it's
you. Very good.
It was a good show. It was a good show.
I'll be back. I'm going to go clean up.
I think Edie shows up during all of this, though, as John is about to walk out and bumps into him. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, Edie, what's up? Yes?
You're covered in blood.
Yeah, things happened.
No. You're covered in blood at my roller rink. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm going to go take a shower right now, and then I won't be covered in blood. Please forgive my impertinence.
Can you at least make sure nobody sees you? Jesus, the camera is already up my ass. I don't need this.
I understand. I'll be more careful. I just, it's been a rough couple of years. And, sometimes a vampire needs to pistol whip a person and drag them out back. It just happens every once in a while. I'm sorry. I won't feed on any more Renfield.
Okay, you pistol whip somebody out back of my place?
No.
I swear to God, if there is another body in the dumpster, John, I will stake you myself.
All right. I tell you what, by tomorrow morning, there won't be a body in the dumpster.
John, fuck.
Look, it's been difficult lately. I'm so sick of all these damn rules constantly. I just want to feed.
The rules help everybody, okay, John?
I guess. Anyway, look, I'll get rid of the body, and I was just helping a friend. She needed some sustenance.
You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm really feeling enlightened right now.
she might be a bit high too. That was the byproduct of the byproduct.
I don't know why I haven't banned you guys from my establishment yet, but just...
Oh, come on. We're fun.
We are fun.
I'm just furiously taking notes. I'm like, you guys can keep talking. I'm just, I figured out something.
Edie's just like jaw drop, kind of staring at you all like, what?
Edie, I tell you what, I owe you a huge favor, obviously. You let us hang out here and everything, and, if you need something, we can always help.
I need you to not be you.
That won't... okay. Take that.
Go get cleaned up, or don't come back.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Go clean yourself the fuck up. Don't let anyone see you.
Ah, okay. I will. I will be very inconspicuous.
And she just throws her arms up in the air and just marches like right back out the door to go take care of customers.
As John is leaving, I'm like, oh, how are you so relaxed in this state all the time, John? Oh my God.
In a rage. And then I just keep going. I try to avoid all the people that I can. I'm trying to be like cocaine stealthy.
Yeah, let's do a dex plus stealth roll. And because you are high as a kite, you're going to need eights.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
That is completely understandable.
Yeah. You're covered in blood and super high and at a crowded roller rink.
Oh, I rolled really well. I rolled 3 tens.
Holy. Somehow you have coke strength. Through this ability to get just weave in and out and not be spotted by anybody and go clean yourself up, I guess.
In the 70s, they had the over-the-top kind of suits. My suits are never like that. In any decade, John and Maria are fashion-forward. We don't wear shit that's trendy. We wear stuff like perfect suits and things like that. So I have on a nice suit and that's well-tailored. I don't feed in it, obviously. But I come back, and do I know anybody in the Camarilla who gets rid of bodies that I can pay to get rid of that body for me?
You do, but I have a feeling this is not your first offense.
What you could do is, I've got some good criminal contacts.
True. So then I'd go to you if I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Camarilla are going to make note of it.
Yeah.
And I do always so love helping out my friends, knowing full, like, I'll take it out of your hide later. It's fine.
At some point, it doesn't have to be right now, but at some point I would approach Isha. And I don't know if you're getting ready for the show or not. I would imagine so, right? What are you doing right now after your hunt? I guess I should ask where you are.
I figure I go in and make my way to the derby rink, getting ready to go play with my team. It's pre-game rituals. We're all like shit talking and getting amped up. But I'll probably come by the green room at some point and just check in, see who's there.
When I see you, I'll just say, hey, I might need your help. I need a discreet way to get rid of a body. I was a little overzealous with my desires tonight.
Of course. I'll make some phone calls. Don't worry.
Thank you. I'm sure there'll be a favor in the future I can do for you.
We'll think of something. Don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll call in the wolf. Oh, wait. Right. Too literal in this game. trying to think of a wolf analog. What would be I call in the coyote. And get him to dispose of the body for it.
Okay.
For me.
And they're a ways away, so it's going to be a bit, but they say they'll take care of it.
Great. I'm not super concerned about the amount of time, so long as, like, y'all did make sure to, like, at least you covered it with something. It's not just laying there waiting for somebody to stumble across it, is it?
Well, I mean, it's in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. Don't worry about it.
And it might be in two pieces. I did have to remove a part of it for our friend over there.
So you cut it in half?
Well, I ripped it up pretty good trying to get to the liver, and, you know, it wasn't a delicate operation. It was more of a chop shop situation.
I empathize with that more than you know.
I figured you would.
It happens.
Yes.
The coyote is used to dealing with unusual messes.
Well, at least take some cash to tip him. Give him some money for me.
I did happen to come across a small windfall earlier tonight.
Can't believe we still have to pretend like we don't exist, and it's kind of annoying. I just want to be able to eat without thinking about it.
But the thrill of the hunt, it's so good.
Well, we can still hunt. They just are a little bit more excited as we're chasing after them because they know that they're going to die, as opposed to us having to go, hi, how are you? We're normal people. Vampire. It just gets annoying.
It does get old.
I'd rather them know what's going to happen, so that way it's, you know, it's more up front.
But then they get so, like, humans lose hope so easily. And without the hope, the flavor is gone. It's like eating a steak without salt. Do you remember what that was like?
True. Yes, I do, fortunately. And the beatniks, they were terrible. They were all so full of ennui. That was a terrible time, too. Anyway.
There's a banging on the door.
Oh, we should go.
Isha, you hear one of your teammates. Hey, it's almost time. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Coming out right now.
All right.
Good luck.
Oh, luck has nothing to do with it.
Break plenty of bones tonight, Isha.
Yeah, have a good one.
No, don't worry, Butcher, we got you. You are the resident medic, right? Because I based your nickname upon that.
Yeah, so that's great. I love it.
My derby name, I have decided, is Crystal Carnage.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
So when you go back out, the teams are already starting to get onto the rink. The lights are down. They've got, like, some fog and laser bullshit happening. And, you know, music pumping and getting the crowd riled up for the battle of the violent vixens.
Vicious vixens.
The vicious vixens against the Derby Dames. And one of the team members over on the Derby Dames is staring daggers at you. And you know that she is also a vampire. She's a Nosferatu named Gladys. So she is able to pass for being a not very attractive human because she does so much derby, people just assume that it messed up her face.
Great.
Yeah. And your team is like flagging you over and getting ready to start. And the announcer comes on and, you know, boomingly announces the upcoming event. And then you're off.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm assuming that Gladys comes straight for me.
Gladys does come straight for you, but gives you this very, I know something you don't know, smile.
I kind of cock my head and wink at her. I'm going to give as good as I get here.
Yeah.
Or better than that.
And how noticeable is the look that Gladys is giving Isha? Like, could we possibly be like, oh, that's kind of weird from outside the rink, or is it just...
Well, it's interesting because Gladys rolls right up next to her and is rolling right next to her without actually trying to bash into her or anything like that, and then goes speeding on by her.
Oh, yeah. I totally noticed that because I was expecting conflict. So I'm like, okay. Of course, I'm still coked out. So there's a lot of like, that's kind of weird, but also that's kind of weird. And then this is kind of weird. And it's like, what if I combine like hydrogen atoms with the, so it passes through my head, but then also filed away immediately.
Well, I'm going to take that as a straight up insult.
Okay.
I'm going after Gladys.
All right.
No one gets away with, no one gets to, no, we're here for a reason. And you're going to give me what I want, which is a fight.
Awesome. So you're going to go rolling up next to her and try and take her down. So it's going to be a strength plus brawl. And I'm going to have her roll as well.
Great.
And it's about this time that Maria arrives very fashionably late with her mini entourage in a highly fashionable designer tangerine pantsuit.
Oh,
nice.
Well, because it's more casual for a roller derby.
Yeah, you're probably the best dressed person at a 70s roller derby ever.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of my dice was a success.
How many dice was that?
Seven.
Wow.
I've never had this happen before. And I just want it noted because it'll never happen again. And in this, the most lowest stakes time.
Okay. Yeah. So Gladys had three. So you've got seven, so holy crap. Roll another four dice for me and tell me how many are over six. I'm going to do some damage work here.
And three of them are over six, one of which is a 10.
You hear something crack inside of Gladys, and she gives you this really just wide-eyed look, and it looks like she is unable to speak, and she crumples to the ground because you hit real hard.
I stand up and cheer from the crowd.
It's like, I'm like, action, run out. I'm alone though, right? So I'm just going to drag Gladys off the rink. It's like, out of the way, out of the way.
I mean, I assume her teammates will help get her off the rink.
Well, that's assuming that her teammates even like her.
I mean, if anything, they don't want her hindering further play.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, with some help from Dia, you managed to get Gladys off the rink. And she looks like she's having trouble talking. Like, there's so much pain.
I want to try to figure out, okay, what exactly happened here. I'm guessing it's her jaw, but will I be rolling for this to figure out what's up?
No, you are smart enough and sciencey enough, I think, to figure out that, yeah, her jaw is hanging slack.
Ah, okay. Kind of like move it up and down, because I saw that there's something going on. I don't know what, but I'm like, you're not, I don't like you. For no reason.
Are you going to help Gladys, or are you just going to let her? And I mean, it's obvious she's trying to talk, but it's just like.
Well, I don't have anything to immediately fix a bone at this point. I put that as like my desire to get to, like, that's a little side project I'm working on. So I'll help her, like, I guess you bind the jaw and be like, shut up. You got to lay down. How do bones heal for Kindred?
I mean, it'll heal eventually, but they're probably going to need to at least have one sleep. But I would love to have you roll your intelligence and science for me.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Okay, so...
let's see how good of a job you do.
It's for intelligence, I have 4. And for science, I have 3. So, good. Nice. 7. All right, dice roller. What do I have to beat? A 7?
No. 6s.
6s, right. Okay, oh my gosh. All but 1 are above 6. I got 10, 8, 7. Oh, wait, no. 10, 8, 7, and then 2 10s. So all but 2.
Well, something comes back to you. I don't know if it was the times that you spent watching MASH on TV or something. You were just got this way of wrapping up her jaw and making it so that she's like got it set in the right place, so when it heals she'll still be her own horrible self.
It's like, at least I didn't make you worse.
Yeah.
Now she's still trying to talk though.
Yeah,
still trying to say something. I'm gonna give her a paper and pen. It looks like her hands are okay. So I'm gonna be like, you want to sing something?
Yeah, she could probably talk now, but as well. So yeah, it would be difficult for her to squeeze out the words, but she's able to talk again.
Oh, okay. I'll just ask and be like, what?
What do you mean, what?
Are you trying to say something?
Well, obviously, but it's just, oh, God, this hurts so bad.
Understandable. One thing you could say is thank you.
She just scowls at you and gives you the finger.
Okay, bye. I start walking away, but I will turn around. She starts to say something.
She just kind of laughs, just this kind of like.
Okay, I don't like that. Gosh, I don't have any like reason to question her more, except for that she was mean to my companion. So maybe I'll just leave her. I don't have an actual reason to keep paying attention to her right now.
Totally fair. So tell me, Isha. Does anybody else in the group know your coyote, or is it just you?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think that Dia could know, have met coyote before.
Okay.
Just in the course of things.
Because I feel like coyote comes to the side of the rink and, like, tries to flag down Isha, but it's Isha's in the middle of rolling around, and it's just not a thing, and realizes that, do they go by the name Coyote?
I think that's what people know him as.
Okay.
Like, he's not super forthcoming with his actual name, and so that's the moniker for now.
Sure. Coyote actually comes over to Dia, and I don't know, is everybody else just watching, or are you guys all together?
I'm in my medic station, just observing for the next injury.
I'm still watching the roller derby. Like, the roller derby's still going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was just checking to see where people were in proximity to each other.
Yeah, just saying, still in the middle of the crowd, drinking beer, spilling it on people, trying to start a fight.
I'm probably standing somewhere near John and, you know, saying hi to Luke and, you know, just mingling, talking with my entourage.
So Coyote comes over to Dia. Hey, did Isha say anything to you about a thing?
Oh, no thing. I've,
A thing? Wink?
A thing?
Yeah, to take care of?
Oh, no, but I'm highly interested.
Well, can you at least pass on a message when she's not currently in her death race against everybody?
Yes. You mean the best part of the night? But yes, I can tell her something.
Just tell her it's not there.
What's not there?
It's not there.
Ooh, I'm going to use my persuasion. Or can I use my persuasion?
If you would like to. So let's do, you know, I think charisma, because you're super coked out right now, plus persuasion. So I think you've got a natural, crazy coke charisma going on right now.
All right. Well, my persuasion points, I got 3. And for charisma, I have 2. So 5. Let's do this. Oh, I need to get physical dice. I hate emulation.
Yeah, same.
It's not as cool. Oh, what am I beating? A 6?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I got 2 successes. 8 and 9 are my successes.
What do you say?
It's like, well, you know, we are essentially compatriots. I'm just saying random words, but they sound good. As a compatriot of Isha, You know that you can tell me exactly what you told her. There's no one higher up or closer to her. Perhaps I'm feeling grandiose. It doesn't matter. You can definitely trust me.
That's exactly what people I shouldn't trust would say, but I'm not really sure what you're digging at. She asked me for a favor, something to do with her friend John, and I came to take care of it. And we're surrounded by people, and I feel like I should probably leave it at that and let you figure out the rest of it. Or talk to Isha directly, because, you know, it was a thing in a dumpster.
My stomach rumbles because I'm like literally still hungry technically.
Thank you, Coyote. You're such a doll.
I do what I can, unless there's nothing there to do a thing about, which was the case tonight. So yikes. I'm gonna go, because that's bad news.
Oh, did he leave already? Or can I be like, wait,
just kind of like backing away.
Not, you said it was not there? Not a thing?
That's what I meant by when I showed up and said, it's not there. Wink. Like, I even said wink.
To be honest, it all just went right in my ear and out. I'm living in the moment right now, to be fair.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering about that. It's just, you've got this, let's call it an aura about you.
Well, you know, the aura is working for me. I've never felt better. But that's really interesting information. I will tell Isha. Thank you.
Yep. I'm going to go because I've got nothing to take care of.
And I'm looking at Coyote like,
you know what? I am still kind of hungry. Are you something to be looking at? Are you something? Like, I'm just staring at him. Is he kindred? Does it matter?
He is not kindred.
Oh,
but,
okay. Sniffing him.
But
just a little bit.
You're not entirely sure that they're human either.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I know that Tremere have background in drinking all sorts, so I'm interested, but I know that like I'm not gonna eat this person now, but it's
because you've got a med tent, as you said, so you've got some cover, but that's up to you.
As tempting as it is, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay. I'm not really sure what you mean by that, but I'm definitely gonna go now. So just tell Isha that I will still consider this a favor though. And bye. And just gets out of there.
Just go. Delicious.
I'm gonna turn my attention back to like the violence happening behind me. The game's been going on, right? Just pay attention. Okay.
Yeah. And the rounds go on, and unless anybody's gonna do anything, the derby's gonna come to an end. The vicious vixens end up coming out on top, especially because of the loss of Gladys, who's like the star player for the other team. You know, everybody's cheering and drunk, and the floor opens back up to regular skaters, and somebody like slips in the sweat on the ground there and takes a dive and all kinds of fun stuff. Everybody is just having a great time and celebrating and swarming Isha and the team.
Well, I'm going to be tending to any other extraneous injuries that just happened. It's like, all right.
Yeah, there's some minor stuff. There's nothing too horrendous.
Nothing. All right. So I'm not quite in the celebration. I'm doing the taking care of any
minor scrapes and keeping an eye on Gladys.
Yep. I'm going to roll by the medical tent and come check on Gladys.
Okay.
Mostly to gloat.
Gladys just rolls her eyes when she sees you.
Oh, I was excuse me, I'm just still shaking off that liver from earlier, but
you should really source your, like, vet your sources, right? I mean, it seems...
freaking tell John. Man, that's the last time I just succumb. This will not be the last time I succumb, I bet. Your friend Coyote had a little message for me, and honestly, I wasn't paying too much attention, but he said that there was he did a lot of nothing, no-thing plays. It was actually pretty funny, but there was nothing in the dumpster.
What?
Yeah, pretty funny that I'm just like turning, pasting up somebody else's wound right now.
And Gladys kind of giggles, snorts, and then winces from the pain.
Oh, Gladys, did you go dumpster diving before the match? I mean, I know it's hard for you. I mean, it must be hard for you because I'm looking at you and like it looks difficult. But but like, have some self-respect.
You have no idea.
Of what exactly?
I'm just gonna go now. You'll find out soon enough.
I'm sure I will. And I'm gonna be super petty and tripper on the way out.
I was just about to ask, do we want to let her leave? I guess we can't hold her prisoner. That would be a violation of the masquerade.
Yeah, unless you actually physically stop her, Gladys is gonna leave.
Yeah. I'm perfectly fine with Gladys never darkening my doorstep again.
You're like, feel better soon.
Why all that is going to happen as the thing is kind of coming down, I think that, you know, I'm relatively close to Maria and she's got her entourage and I'm literally looking all of them up and down because cocaine sex is the best. And I'm just looking at all of them and talking to Maria, but not to Maria. Like, I'm not looking at you, but I'm talking to you.
Right. And I see that you're eyeing my entourage, and I go, John, no, no, no.
Oh, please. They're so clean. They took baths. They look wonderful.
They are wonderful, but you are in no state.
I'm in a wonderful state. This is the perfect state of states to be in. Look, just one. How about the blonde one over there? He looks wonderful.
No.
Look, I won't feed.
Or should I say it in Italian for you? No. I could say it in German. Nein.
Okay, stop. I get it. You're international like me. I understand. Look, I'm not looking to feed. I'm quite full, actually. It's just, take a little edge off of the night. That's all I'm saying.
If you're not feeding...
I'm not, no.
And he consents, then I am fine.
Everyone in this century is so worried about consent. Okay, fine. I'll ask him.
But no feeding.
Trust me, I'm so full right now, and I got in trouble for feeding anyway, so I don't want to mess anything up.
All right.
I love your suit, by the way. The tangerine is wonderful with your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
I want everybody to roll wits and awareness.
Oh, yeah, John is never aware.
This isn't going to go nearly as well.
Ooh, okay, good. I got one success.
Okay.
I got two successes.
I got two successes. Three. Sorry, six is a success?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Three.
I got one success.
Okay.
And I got two success. Oh, wait, three successes because six counts.
All right. So despite all of the noise and the havoc and everything going on, you just get this funny feeling. And you guys turn and look at the door and see Edie being escorted out. And that's where I'm going to stop episode one.
What?
Oh.
Edie!
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm really fucked now.
Oh, no. It's all over a liver.
So yeah, thanks guys for joining us for episode one of season two of Unquiet Blood. I am and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me on the internets as @strangelikethat, the Twitters, the Instagram, the Facebooks, my website, your nightmares, the Ouija board, everywhere. That's where I can be found. And I'm gonna let everybody else tell us where they can be found. And let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I am Pooja. You can find me on Twitter @LADaisyGirl. That's LADESI girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. I also play on the Happy Jacks RPG podcast and stream and whatnot on occasion. And you can find me on It's Probably Okay Games channel as well.
Hi, I am Saint Spider, and you can find me at Twitter on, on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's all one word. I'm a streamer as well, so you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Saint Spider. All right.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham once again. You can find me on all of the socials at Jay Holtham and all the old familiar places. You can also find me on Happy Jacks and at sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music on Plate Mail Games through DriveThruRPG or BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show on Twitter at the number 12 and then spell out Sided Stories. You can also find us on Instagram or on our website. If you want to help the site out, there's three great things you can do. Four. You can give us a shout out on social media, give us a review on one of the many podcast platforms we're on, or join our Patreon, or check out Redbubble for our merchandise. We have some shirts and stuff that are up there. So any of those things can help out with the show. We appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.